Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello, and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about Star Wars. We are coming off of, I think it was like 2 weeks ago now, we're coming off of Star Wars Celebration, which had a ton of news. I know I recapped some of the news and just the experience of Celebration this year with Autumn Diaz of Octu Radio last week, which you can find that also if you haven't listened to it. It was a really good one. But we are going to be talking about just the news, because you weren't at Celebration, so.
No, I was not. But I watched with almost whatever I could.
Yeah. They only released 2 trailers. They showed us a lot of trailers, and they only released 2 of them. So, yes. I guess we'll just start. There's no spoiler warnings, just news. So, I have this relatively in the order that it was shown to us, or at least in the order that Stars.com put it. I don't think it's quite in the right order. Thank you, Stars.com. So I guess the first, probably the relatively biggest news as far as like more stuff coming sooner is Ahsoka. We got a release time period for August of this year. We got a trailer. There's also an extended trailer that I saw that they did not post. And a poster. We got some casting announcements / confirmations. Obviously, we already knew Rosario Dawson's Ahsoka. Natasha Fordizzo is Sabine. They confirmed that Mary Elizabeth Winstead will be playing Hera. Some other people that I can't remember the names of. Chopper's in there. And Lars Mikkelsen is returning as Thrawn. So he's taking his animated role into live action. And Morgan Elsbeth from that one episode of Mando that Ahsoka fought is also going to be in this show.
Yes. Nice. So what were your thoughts on Sabine?
I don't like long hair Sabine, but I know she's going to cut it because we know when she gets her armor on, it's short hair from a few stills we've seen. So I assume it'll be pretty early on she's going to cut it.
Is she
going to
cut it?
I know she does. I don't know.
Okay. You know
I know she does. And also, stills, they haven't officially posted. I think only officially posted 1. But all the stills we have and all the shots we have of her in armor, which aren't in this trailer, but there are some in the other trailer, she is short hair.
Interesting. Okay.
So I know she cuts it. So I think it's... And, you know, I don't know yet. This is me speculating based off the trailer and what they were talking about. But Sabine has, maybe kind of lost touch with herself. She feels stuck on Lothal because she made that promise to Ezra. And, you know, she's not wearing her armor anymore. She's, you know, stepped back from herself. And I think cutting her hair will be, like, reconnecting with who she really is. It'll be, like, a very Mulan moment.
Yeah.
I think that one shot when she's kneeling and her helmet's in front of her, I think that's going to be it, because it reminds me of Kanan, and Dave Filoni loves his parallels, so. Don't love long hair Sabine. I mean, okay, I will say, Natasha looks really good with it. It just doesn't feel like Sabine.
Yes.
That's my thought. I don't know, what do you think? Where the Sabine...
I like the color.
The color's nice. It is nice.
I like the color. I think it's very cute. I think the color is very Sabine.
The color is the style.
So, like you said, that's pretty interesting. I did not know that she cut her.
But that first still they released last Celebration, and it's like from a distance, but she has short hair, and we know she wears the epilogue armor, and she has short hair in that too, so
yeah,
we know she's gonna cut her hair. I like her jacket. I don't think I can say how I procured one of the patches she has on that jacket.
Okay, interesting.
So I'm gonna find a good jacket and try and make or find the other patches. Mm-hmm. So I can have. I don't know if I'm gonna do that costume of Sabine. So like armor, but I definitely want the jacket to just like wear.
Comfy Sabine.
That's like Disney bounding. Like someone Disney bounding as Sabine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I am gonna miss the animated of these characters. Hopefully we'll see them in the future too. But it looks interesting. Some cool villains, cool new villains, cool
I think
sets.
it's interesting why they don't just animate it in Blank.
We could have this conversation. I actually did have this conversation with Jonah, not recording anything, just talking about it. I would I have preferred this series to be animated? Yes. But this is what we got. I'm gonna watch it no matter what, so trying
Yeah.
to stay positive.
That's fair, that's fair. Okay.
I'm excited for new takes on the characters. I think Hera looks pretty good. I'm happy with how Hera turned out. I like that she has her jacket has a matching patch to Sabine's. There's a starboard patch. That's the patch I have. They have matching patches. I hope we see Zeb, because he looked really good in Mando, and I want to see him with interacting with his crew again. And I hope he has a matching patch somewhere too.
Yeah, which is funny because I was scared with how Zeb was gonna look versus like anyone else, which is funny because like Zeb looks a lot better than all of them, but that's just
I wasn't gonna say
what I would just was what I think.
it. No, I agree. And he is played
I
by Steve
think
Bloom, which is awesome.
yes,
Yeah,
I
no, I if you had told me like 2 years ago, like Zeb is probably going to be the best translation of a Rebels character to live action, I would have been like, you're lying. That's like I think I've said it on the podcast. You can probably go back and find me saying like, I love Zeb. I love his relationship with the crew. But if they do the Ahsoka show in live action, I don't want to see Zeb. And he looks awesome. And I know he's probably expensive. But you know what? You guys are the ones that made him live action, so you better put him in Ahsoka, and let him hang out with his friends.
It's already made, just put it in there.
Yeah, no, Zeb looks so good. And like I said, I hope we get to he was in his like little flight suit in Mando, but I hope we if you know we can see him with Hera and Sabine and Chopper, hope we get to see him with a little jacket that has a matching patch too.
I think okay. Taking back what I said, Chopper looks
Chopper
the
looks
best.
fantastic.
Chopper
Yeah, well,
is
I
the
was never worried about
crispest
Chopper.
looking character
I
ever.
was never worried about Chopper. Chopper's Chopper.
No, but I was like, dang, he looks so
Chopper looks
good.
great. Yeah, I'm really excited for Chopper shenanigans. I think they said this one is like 8 episodes, like Mando, I think is what they said. Either way, it's gonna be shorter episodes, or more short less amount of episodes, but longer episodes. So I don't know if we'll get the Chopper shenanigans like we did with the format of Rebels, which is more shorter episodes, where we could do those one-off shenanigan episodes. But hopefully we get some. And he wasn't, they very carefully avoided talking about him, but I can't wait to see Jason Syndulla. I really want to see Hera's little goblin child. I love him. I want to see him do many shenanigans. I can't wait.
My father and I are confused as to why Hera wasn't Vanessa Marshall. You
Yeah,
know?
I mean,
'Cause like,
I.
okay, like Ahsoka, a lot of Ahsoka's features are very like much how honestly, even though I don't like the actress, like how the live action characters' features are. It's very good and it adds like, adding people of color to these cool roles and such. And then, you got Sabine, makes sense, But like for Hera, they just put an American person. You could have just put Vanessa,
Yeah, I think I will say, and because I know Vanessa did mocap for her in Squadrons, but I think I'd have to look. I don't know if Vanessa has, I don't know if she does live action. I don't know if she has any live action roles that she's done, you know? Like the same way that there are some live action actors who probably wouldn't want to do voice acting, like wouldn't be interested in it. I think there's a lot of voice actors that would not be interested in live action. I mean, I don't know. Vanessa hasn't said anything about it, like online or anything. So I don't know how she feels, but I don't think she has. I don't think she has done any live action roles before. And it's, I don't know if it's something she is interested in, you know?
Just saying.
I don't know. I would have loved to see Vanessa be Hera. I think she would be perfect for it. But I'm just, there are a lot of voice actors that just don't do live action. They just don't want to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. I think I do, I, you know, I think they did a good job with the costume and stuff. I'm not, I'm trying to be positive. I'm
yeah.
Working really hard on being positive. Because, you know, it's happening. I'm going to watch it, so... You know, I'm going to at least wait till the show comes out to see how I feel about how they do everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know, I think, again,
yeah, we gotta, like, from the get-go of, like, an Ahsoka live action, gotta be positive about literally everything that's gonna happen. We know that the story is probably gonna be great, you know, Dave Filoni and such, and stories so far have been great, like with, you know, Andor especially. I like, I think, honestly, right now I think Andor is like up there with my favorites. Like, obviously, Rebels is forever. It doesn't surpass Rebels. But, like, Andor is like awesome. And then the Mando this season was also great, which we'll talk about either here or there. I don't know. But like, that show is great. Bad Batch, like, so, like, we're gonna get goodness, we just gotta, like, push through.
Yeah, and but, you know, yeah. And there's, this is just me being probably delusional, but I hope, you know, maybe we'll do this live action series, and it is an Ahsoka series, it is not Rebels 2. Yeah. Right? So maybe this series will kind of set up some of these things. Obviously Ahsoka's doing whatever with Thrawn. So maybe kind of it's setting up some Thrawn stuff with this series, and we'll get introduced to Sabine and Hera in live action through this, and then the, like, actually finding Ezra part of that story will be animated. Probably not, but I can dream.
Do you think we'll get, like, if they do bring back, like, another Rebels, like, do you think they'll animate it, or do you think from this they'll just do live action from now on?
I think they'll probably do live action just based on how it's been, they've been doing stuff. But also with Bad Batch ending, which we'll talk about later this next year, that leaves an open spot. They usually do like one big animated series at a time. So it leaves an open spot, and maybe that will be animated Rebels, and it'll just kind of spring off of the Ahsoka series.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will really miss animated, the performances of behind these characters. The voice performances that really made them who they are. And hopefully we'll get to see them again, if not with future stories, but stories looking back, like, you know, like we got with Hera and Bad Batch and stuff. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I am very sad in live action, frankly. I wish it was animated, but I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah, okay, well, another positive thing, I am glad that Lars Mikkelsen is Thrawn, because that's really cool.
He kills Thrawn.
Yes, exactly.
So that is exciting. Because I know, so at the studio showcase, they showed the trailer, and it shows the back of his head. And then the extended trailer we got at the Ahsoka panel the next day, it's that shot, and then it camera turns around, and we see his face. And the audience lost their mind. you didn't see it. I did. And I will say, I know on Twitter there's like, because they were like really watching us not get pictures. Someone did manage to snap a picture of his face and posted it. And I will say that picture is at a really weird angle because they were hiding it because they weren't supposed to take it.
Yeah.
And the picture looks really awkward if you find it on social media, as I know it was spreading around.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, it looks a lot better, like, when we were seeing on the screen with our eyeballs, it looks a lot better. It's a really awkward angle picture of the screen and stuff. He looks good.
Yeah.
I think.
I, It's like when people were starting to take pictures of like when they had the early release of like Bad Batch and stuff, and they would take like corner pictures and it just said like at Gmail, because like it just displays your entire like emails, and then they don't take pictures. But then people are like, what if I just take random awkward right side photos of the screen, and it's like, you know,
Yeah, well, and this is even worse than that, because it's not just their screen cropped. It was like they were trying to not be seen taking a picture, and they were probably sitting like on, it seems like they're sitting on one of the sides of the panel
you were sitting
floor.
right next to you. You were in the
Probably.
photo.
Probably. So it's I, but I thought he looked really good. We also got a close up on Purgles in the extended trailer. Very brief. But also pretty cool. I don't know. And there was some short air Sabine in there. So yeah, Ahsoka series is happening in August. I wish I was more
Soon.
excited for it.
Yeah.
You know,
And
it's kind of, it's a weird
we should be,
feeling.
you know?
It's a weird feeling that it's, you know, it's, I mean, Ahsoka, Sabine, Hera are my top three characters, and Rebels is my favorite show, and it's like, it's a weird feeling to not be excited. Just because of, you know, again, like, I wish it was animated. I wish we had our original cast back with us. I feel like they were so much the heart of Rebels, and they're not here. So it's mixed feelings, but you know,
The
again, trying to
family
be
is a
positive.
different family, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but you know, it helps that it's still Dave. Like, if it was a completely different writer slash director, I'd be like, oh no, this is not good. But the fact that we're carrying Dave across both is, you know, because he understands these characters and stuff, which means I also, you know, have to trust his casting. Yeah, mixed feeling.
Gotta trust Dave.
Gotta trust Dave.
Yes.
Yes.
See how that goes in August. My dad's excited because, again, I'm not gonna be able to watch the first episode. Actually, August
It depends
when?
on when it, they just said
Could be
August.
a.
So it could be August 1st, it could be August 31st.
Yeah.
You know,
There's
it
the
really
possibility
depends.
of being able to watch it with my family, which is kind of cool because I
That's
haven't done
nice.
that in a while. Yeah. And my dad sends me like updates now. He's like, it's Wednesday, watch Mando. Hey, it's Wednesday, did you watch Mando? Happy Mando Day, it's Mando.
It's like you opted into the
Yeah.
reminders on Twitter, but you didn't. It's, you just get them.
Yes. So which is nice.
Yeah. Some other news. We didn't release it, but they showed a teaser for Andor season 2. It looked really awesome. Obviously, it's Andor.
I did not watch that.
It was mostly shots of the back of people's heads, like Cassian, Bix, Mothma, Cyril. I don't know if we saw Luthen. Can't remember if we saw Luthen. That's interesting. Yeah, I can't really, you know,
You
we
think
only
they're
got to see
gonna
it
go
once.
back to trying to find a sister, or is, maybe it's just gonna
I
happen?
have no idea. There was, again, like, this very, very low, like, didn't reveal much at all,
No.
teaser. Like, much more of a teaser than a trailer. Although I do remember the very last shot was Cassian, but he was like dressed all nice and his hair was all like slicked back, like he was like looked like all fancy. So he has like a little fancy spy mission or something. I remember that.
My dad is still asking for Gala Voss.
Well, we'll get maybe Gala Andor, so it's something. Maybe Voss is there. Also,
In the
I
corner.
didn't see him. Maybe he was
There's
there.
a new comic coming out with Voss in it.
There is, they announced that Celebration too. I don't think I put it on here, but Voss and Cad Bane, which is fun. Clone Wars Voss. We still don't know what the heck is happening with him after Order 66, but I'm sure we'll
I
get there
say he's
eventually.
just transporting younglings around.
I know, but I want
Seems
to
like
know
this
more
happened.
about that.
I think they need a. Like, at this point, they have to cast my dad. You know? Like, at the, and I told my dad, I was like, at this point, any Quinlan Vos things that they release, they do it for you, Dad. This comic was for you. Like, at again, they have to. My dad can act, my dad can fight. What more do you need? My dad looks and acts like I'm just saying. But, you know. My dad is a Jedi, though.
He is a Jedi.
Like an official Jedi, so. Anyway.
Yes. I think that was the only Quinlan Vos news. We also got, this is definitely not an order, StarWars.com. We also got three movie announcements. All of them, I don't think any of them are in like production yet. They're all in development or pre-production, I would assume. But three movie announcements. One directed by James Mangold, who is directing the. There's like a dog screaming outside. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know what that's about. There is. Oh no, Lizzie, did we lose you? Did I lose you? Lizzie? Hello? Lizzie? Are you there? Hello? Oh no. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, did we lose you?
Yeah, it dropped me. I'm
Oh,
back though.
okay. What'd you hear? What's the last thing you heard?
James Mangold.
Yes. James Mangold is directing, and we don't have dates for any of these. No dates, no pictures, anything.
No years.
Yeah, not even a year. So I assume they're at least 2 to 3 years off, probably more. A movie
Oh
directed
my
by
God.
James Mangold. About the dawn of the Jedi. He described it as a biblical epic, which is interesting. James Mangold's director of the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and probably other things that I can't remember right now. But that's, yeah, so he said like thousands and thousands of years before like even the High Republic and everything, like the very first Jedi. So that's cool because it's like, are there even droids or like how far like is technology it's in at this point like it's so interesting like will we be seeing Octu Jedha like all these places so that's cool we are also getting a movie directed by Dave Filoni which is cool Dave's getting a movie
A whole movie.
a whole movie about the New Republic. So it is, he said it's kind of like all these stories coming together from like The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka, like that era of storytelling. That this movie will tie that together. I assume related to Thrawn stuff, mostly. So that'll be really interesting. Yeah, I don't, it's hard to say at this point, like how, which particular characters will be in it. Oh, also, I forgot to mention, Mon Mothma is in the Ahsoka trailer, and so is Kaz's dad. I forgot to
Yes.
mention, but I thought that was cool. I don't know what that's about, but I'm glad. Cool. But yeah, so like this New Republic movie from Dave will be happening, and then we're getting a movie that takes place 15 years after the Rise of Skywalker. Directed by Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who I'm just looking up what she's directed real quick. I don't know if I've seen anything she's done. Oh, I've heard of Saving Face, the 2012 movie. Some other movies here, and
What
she's
is
directing a
that?
movie. It's I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
I think it won some stuff. But she's directing a movie 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker about rebuilding the Jedi Order once again, and Daisy Ridley is confirmed to be back as Rey. And I'm so excited
Yay.
to see her again. And yeah. Yeah, I'll admit, I was sitting in the Lucasfilm Studio Showcase, and they were talking about, like, yeah, 15 years after Rise of Skywalker, rebuilding the Jedi, and I was like, oh. And then they brought Daisy Ridley walked out on stage, and I started crying. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see Rey again. Yes, she's gonna have her awesome yellow lightsaber. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
The potential.
Yes, and so Rey is the only character they confirmed. So I would like to see Finn again. We know he's got some Jedi stuff going on. So Finn, if John Boyega is interested in coming back, obviously Rey has plenty of other friends we may see, may not. I'm sure we'll have like R2 and 3PO, maybe even Chewie hanging around.
Poe Dameron.
Poe, yeah, Poe's. I wonder what Poe's up to. If they get Oscar Isaac back. I know he said he'd come back if he wanted to buy another house, so Oscar, you want another house? Yeah, again, no other details about those really, but Rey. I'm so excited. But yeah, all definitely quite a few years off.
Yeah, probably, but I don't
Still excited.
how trying to think of what year would even be in, like 2020.
At least
Not even 2025.
2025, probably later.
I was gonna say 2025, there's the next celebration in Japan.
Yes, they did. This is on here at the bottom. But they did announce the next celebration is in Japan in 2025. I don't think I'll be there, as cool as Japan would be.
Yeah, my dad wants to go, so we might end up going.
It's just monies.
2025. Yeah, no, I get that. We'll start saving now.
Yeah.
So, 'cause the trip there is gonna be pricey, and then just staying there would be pricey, and then buying things from Celebration, like that. There's so many layers to going to Celebration in different areas. Even Florida was tough. Probably
Yeah.
not. But yeah.
But yeah, so Celebration of 2025 will be in Japan. Some other news, we got some stuff on the Acolyte, which looks so good. They didn't release the trailer for that one either, but oh my gosh, it looks amazing. Just, yeah, so good. It might be the show I'm most excited about from the studio showcase. Just so hype. An absolutely amazing cast. I can't remember any of their names right now. Well, some of them. We got Amanda Stenberg is the lead, and she has like the coolest hair ever in the trailer. She has like braids, but they're like cutting these like cool bangs, and she has like an ombre thing going on, if I remember correctly. She looked rad. So cool.
Is this
Everyone
one
looked
I didn't
awesome.
see?
No, you didn't see
Okay.
it.
I
But
was
it's
like,
awesome.
I
It,
failed. I
no.
didn't watch all of them.
No, it was awesome though. This
Okay.
awesome saber fight, like this cool choreography that's very like very samurai. I'm so excited for the Acolyte. Yeah, absolute killer cast. They confirmed Yona Tsutomo is going to be a Wookiee Jedi named Kel Naka, which is awesome. We love Wookiee Jedi. We got Amanda
Yes.
Stenberg's the lead. I can't remember his name, but the guy from Squid Game, I thought he was really good in that show. And he's playing a Jedi Master. Oh, we saw him in the trailer with some younglings. And just so good. I'm so excited. Oh, Manny Jacinto from The Good Place is in it too. And he's super fun. Just so many awesome people. And then I actually wasn't at the High Republic panel, sadly, but at the High Republic panel a couple days later, they announced that Vernestra Rowe, who is my favorite character from the High Republic books, will be in the series, and she's the first like pre-established character that we know will be in the show. She's played by Rebecca Henderson. So that will be really cool. She'll be quite old. She's like 16 in the High Republic, and this is like, I think like 100 years later-ish. So very old.
116.
116 roughly. They didn't officially release the image, but I did see it. I wasn't looking for it. Don't get me in trouble. I just saw it. And she is bald. So no more hair. I think Ritara, I was talking about this with Alden. I think the purple lightsaber takes hair from you. I think that's how it works.
Interesting.
That's my theory. Oh yeah, so excited for the Acolyte. I don't think they gave us a date for that either, but I think you know, I think it's a 2024. Might have just been the year, but so
2024.
good. I'm really excited. I think your dad's gonna like that one a lot. That one's gonna be good. Really fun for him. We also again did not release the trailer for it. We got some news about Skeleton Crew, which is about Jude Law with a bunch of kids trying to keep them safe-ish. So Jude Law is like the adult, and then the kids. There's some other ones, but the three they brought out on stage were Robert Timothy Smith, Kiriana Crater, and Ravi Cabo-Conyers. And the kids just seem really charming and fun on stage. Just a really good group of kids. I'm excited for them to have this opportunity. The show looks really fun. The trailer they showed had a lot of color, a lot of aliens. There was a lot of, and I think I've talked about this in the podcast before. I love when Star Wars is like domesticated. Like I like seeing like how regular everyday people live, like just like what a regular person's house looks like, their food looks like, stuff like that. We saw some of that in the trailer too, which looked really fun and just a fun adventure. And then they described it as like kind of the Goonies kind of vibe, which I like that movie.
Oh,
So
yeah, I love that movie.
yeah,
My
so
favorite when I was a kid.
exciting. They confirmed some directors too. John Watts, who I'm gonna double check before I say the wrong thing. But John Watts, yes, okay, I was right. John Watts is who you would know for the MCU Spider-Man trilogy. Is working on this show. He's also the creator of the show. The Daniels, who most recently directed Everything Ever All at Once, which was the greatest movie out of last year.
Still have not seen that.
Oh my gosh, it was my favorite movie last year. Yeah, I love that movie. You gotta watch it. I've seen it a million times. But that movie's really good, and that team is working as directing this show. David Lowery, who directed The Green Knight and Pete's Dragon. And the last one, I'm gonna double check. I just want to say the wrong thing, and everyone's like, that's not what he directed. Oh, he's directing, so Jacob Schreier is directing Thunderbolts as well. He directed the series, and he directed Paper Towns, along with some other stuff. But I think Paper Towns is one of the more famous ones. So.
Yeah, that came out when I was like in middle school.
Yeah, that was a it's like a John Green book adaptation. But yeah, it's exciting for Skeleton Crew. Again, they didn't release anything. Also, the trailer showed that Jude Law's character is like maybe a Jedi or something. He has a lightsaber. So we'll find out what that's all about. Yeah. Another thing with no trailer, and no one saw a trailer, there was no trailer, but they announced season two of Tales of the Jedi, which is super cool, and I just think there should be Kanan in it, maybe. I think Kanan Tales of the Jedi out times, I think, would be very good.
Yes.
yes. So that was an announcement. They also announced season three of The Bad Batch. And they also announced that sadly will be the final season of the show. It comes in 2024. They didn't post it, but we did see a teaser in the Bad Batch panel. And it had Fennec in it, which was very exciting because Safi was in her Fennec costume when we were at the panel.
Nice.
We saw some Commander Wolf,
Nice.
That's the last one of Rex's little group that we haven't seen in the show. So now we're getting Wolf. We'll see what that's all about. There's some Rex in there. Omega has longer hair. And she and Crosshair are like being prisoners together and not enjoying it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So yeah, it's gonna be a really interesting final season. Like I said earlier, hopefully we'll get to have another animated series. I'm sad Bad Batch is ending, but it opens the door for another animated series. Whether it's a Rebel sequel, I know some people have been saying maybe a Captain Rex series, focusing on like what he's kind of been up to, because that's just been kind of in the background every once in a while. It's like, oh yeah, Rex is doing crazy stuff. And so maybe catching up with that would be cool, but whatever it is, I'm excited. Star Wars animation always delivers. So
Yes. Always, all the time, never failed.
never ever. So yeah, that's Bad Batch. The last bit of news was Visions Volume 2. We got a trailer that looks freaking awesome.
Yes.
I
That one
was
I did
blown
watch.
away. I was blown away. Yes, they did release the Visions trailer. Yeah, no, blown away, truly. Just so different. Every single one was so different. He had all these different styles. I love particularly, I think, I can't remember which studio it was, but it was like the first one you see in the trailer. Like the way the lightsabers looked, that very like textured animation style to every. Oh.
I liked, have you seen Kubo?
Yes.
I liked
Oh.
whichever one looked similar to Kubo.
Yes.
That one looks so cool.
I know what you're talking about. No, yeah, that one looked really cool. They all look so cool. I'm so excited. I'm glad they opened it up, like, to all these different, so we could have all these different studios. I know the like Chilean studio at the panel was talking about like how they base a lot of their short off of like real Chilean history of like colonization, and they like went to like specific places relevant to that history and literally took like plants and rocks and like stuff and scanned them and put them into their short like to have that history in there. I know the I think it was the South African studio. It's like that's the really like cute round looking little character. They made like little felt dolls and 3D scanned them and then animated them. And then there is the Aardman short, which is clay stop motion. We got to watch the whole Aardman short, I Am Your Mother. It was very, it was funny. It was very heartfelt. I can't
That's
wait
the
for more people
one
to see it.
from,
That's the Wallace and Gromit.
Yes.
Wallace and Gromit Star
Okay.
Wars. Very sweet short. We got to watch the whole thing. I cried. I'll say it. I cried. It was very lovely.
Star Wars can't go back to crying.
Always. I will say the two main characters in that short are very reminiscent of Hera concept art from Rebels, like before the show was coming out and they had like all the trying to figure out what the characters look like. The two main characters look like I can pick out which pieces of concept art they look like. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but yeah, it's very lovely. Also, the Aardman short has Dennis Lawson playing Wedge Antilles in
Interesting.
it, which is
Nice.
super fun. He's great. It's really funny. Yeah, I'm really excited to be able to watch that one again. There's so many little Easter eggs and details. Ah, oh, so good. Yeah, Visions. It comes out in like, oh my gosh, like less than 2 weeks. I just
Yeah, it's coming out very soon.
May the 4th. Yeah, Visions is gonna rock this volume. I can't wait.
I am
Yeah.
very excited for this next
The
one.
trailer is awesome. I'm gonna rewatch it after we're done here, just because it's. I need to watch it again.
I watched the trailer the first time and I was like, wow, that's amazing. And then I podcasted with my dad like the other day and he was like, yeah, so did you watch the Visions trailer? And I was like, no. And like, you know, I went back to my YouTube and it was like, you watched it. And then I played it and I was like, yes, I did watch it. It was just very, not overwhelming in a bad way, but there was like so much there and everything looked so cool. My brain was like, okay, shut down.
Too much. It
was a lot. Yeah.
Too much awesomeness.
But yeah, it was, it, all of it just looked really cool. There's one that I don't know what it is, but I just remember like the lady says it's showtime and she jumps down and like her dress comes out and like it was so pretty, like the style looks so simple but it was so gorgeous. I know because
so the Vision panel was really cool. They brought out each like some people from each short that worked in each short and we got to talk about each one individually. So that one I remember was, that's the French studio, and it's based on France during World War II, where there would be women who would, you know, would dance or do things to eavesdrop on the occupying enemy forces and would spy. So this is similar. It's a spy for the rebellion who is dancing for Imperials to
slay queen work.
Yes. Yeah, well, and that's, I think, what was so cool about each one. Like I mentioned, the Chilean one, too, was, like, all so many of these shorts, like, take, like, stories from the history of the country they're from and incorporate them into Star Wars, which I think is awesome. Yeah. Or even if it's not, you know, like, a you know, like, a specific country history, like the I'm Your Mother by Aardman was a very heartfelt story, like the director was talking about, it was about her experiences as a mother, and it's just wonderful to see these very personal stories get told through the lens of Star Wars, and it's gonna be awesome. All the animation styles look beautiful.
It fits so much with Star Wars, so like it just makes sense, and I kind of wish that these were canon, because that would be really cool.
They're all canon in my heart. You can just be like, okay, well, you know, sure, it might not make terribly much sense in their current canon, so it's just 1,000 years later, and now it makes sense, because anything can happen.
Or super far away.
It can happen. Yeah, anything can happen. No, they're all canon in my heart. I'm so excited for all of these. Yeah, because I mean, and, like, Star Wars has always been very personal, very political, and that's why, like, especially the Chilean one, when they're talking about that, that really stuck out to me, because, you know, since the beginning, George Lucas took inspiration from real life stories of imperialization and reflected them into Star Wars, like with, you know, the Ewoks, Princess Leia's hair, like it's all very connected to the real life histories of what he's commenting on through Star Wars. And so having, you know, but it was also through an American lens, and just having people from these countries that were from backgrounds that were more directly subjected to it,
not the American lens,
yeah,
the actual
or
lens of,
well,
the
I'll amend my statement, the European American lens.
Okay.
Amending.
Well, I wasn't saying anything about
no,
that.
No, I know you weren't. I just, as soon as I said it, I was like, there is an American lens in which that makes sense. But the European American lens. But so it's really cool to see.
Colonizer
lens. Yeah. But it's really cool to see these stories reflected back and have all these different perspectives, because I think having all these different backgrounds contribute to Star Wars is only to our benefit. And, you know, I think Visions is such a good, doing these anthologies and being like, look, do what you want, don't worry about fitting in with anything else, is an awesome way to do it. And hopefully we can start to get that in these more and more like canon stories too in the future. But also, they're all canon.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Especially to me, they're all canon.
The Toby one. Where yes. Has the Force.
Yes. And Tatooine Rhapsody.
Yeah. Very canon. Say, and Jabba with, you know, his band.
The emo hut.
mm-hmm. I kind of, cause like, I feel like this, like the visions could go on forever. Maybe not forever, but like there's so many
it different could go on stories. Forever.
Yeah, like there's so many different stories that people could do, and like, there's, you know, hundreds of like animation studios that they could give this opportunity to, and
there's
like.
So many, and so many of these animation studios are either young or just not quite as big as giants like Pixar or Illumination. So it's exciting. And you know, because here's the thing, let's say they run out of animation studios, let's say, just go back and go back to people you've worked with before and be like, hey, do another one.
Yeah. Or do a continuation.
Do
a,
yeah, do a continuation, do another one.
Like, I mean, even with, I had it in my head, and now it's gone. I'm sorry, Dad. But with the, oh, no, I had
the
it.
The duel having the Ronin novel?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, it's Ronin, and then my brain was like, no. No, you don't
No,
remember.
It's Ronin.
So Ronin, like, I... like that, like you just even if it's maybe not like a continuation like animated, like it could still have like cool like continuation like that. Even with the this one, I just don't know, and I will say that. but
I probably
the last episode with the guy that looks like my dad.
Oh, Akakiri.
Yeah, I loved that one.
That one's
and
so
that
good.
Would be that's like. That was like a huge cliffhanger. Like, could totally be like continued, you know?
That and the Ninth Jedi, I think, is another one from the first volume that could be continued.
That one was good too. Well, they were all good, but
they were all good.
like, yeah, those ones that like left open room for that. Like, you could just be like, "Hey guys, you want to do another one?" It'd be kind of cool
do another
if
one?
You did.
I'm asking, can you do another one? But yeah, I'm really excited. Another one I wanted to mention was the Indian studio. I'm just like slowly remembering, like it's coming back to me, the Indian studio. They talked a lot about incorporating like Indian architecture and stuff into their set design and costume, like Indian fashions, their costume. And it looks awesome.
I would have loved to been to that panel. If I didn't get into any other panel and just this that one, well, I'd be like, yes.
That one wasn't a ticketed one or like the lottery. That one, you just had to line up and pray. Because it wasn't streamed either. Yeah, actually, Visions might have been streamed. You might be able to go back and watch it.
But I
remember the other one from the Irish studio where they talked about like, they would just go outside and draw, like, especially they would go to locations, that, like, near a Star Wars film, like Skellig Michael, and, like, just kind of draw basing sets off of Irish landmarks, which was really cool.
Nice. Yeah, I was at the airport, and I don't know, I was at this bar, and, like, there was, they had, like, this TV, and it didn't catch my eye at all until, like, I looked up. And it was, like, talking about Visions. So I was like, oh, I know that. And I was like, oh, cool. And I thought they were playing Visions. But I guess they played, like, a YouTube video or something. And it was just, like, top something. I don't remember. I think it was, like, top five. It was, like, top five, like, Star Wars animations. Number three, Visions. And then it talked about Visions. And I was like, okay, interesting. And then it was, like, the second one. Second, no. So Visions was... fourth, Rebels was third, and I was like, okay, well, nice. And
okay.
Then I was so disappointed because then it was like, this is. I feel like this doesn't even count. It was like, Tales of the Jedi second, and I was like, okay, cool. And then it was like Clone Wars first, and I was like, that's the same thing, the same animation.
Well, was it talking about just like animated series or animation styles?
I
who's talking about the animated series, those are different. Well, if it's series, those are different.
I guess so, but I was like, dude, this is the same thing.
I will say, seeing all these varying dynamic animation styles, as much as I love the Clone Wars / Bad Batch / Tales of the Jedi animation style, I hope whatever, like, the next animated series is, we do have a new style. Again, love that style. Keep it for Tales of the Jedi. If it's a rec series, probably keep it too. But if it's a different one, I would like to see just, I'm like, because you can do so much. You can do so many different things. And I'd love to see some variation. That's the beauty of animation, is it can all look different. And Visions really shows that. And I hope we can see more of that in the future.
Diversity.
Yeah, we were talking about Celebration being in Japan, so that's really the Star Wars Celebration news.
I contributed
Yes.
watching the trailers that I could
I
here.
know. They released so little. I was like, man, like Skeleton Crew's supposed to come this year, I think.
That's fair. It's fair. I'm not complaining. I just think it's like, I was like, I am the one that has to sit here and wait now.
How's
But
it
yeah.
feel?
Yeah. All these stupid classes. Whatever. But yeah, very cool.
Yeah, a lot of
Seems like you
super
had a lot of
awesome.
fun.
Oh, it was so much fun. London has like really good vegan food, by the way. I got a McPlant at McDonald's.
A what plant? Like
It's a McPlant. Their vegan burger is called a McPlant.
Oh, cute.
It was great. And it was, see, the nice thing about London vegan options, because sometimes here in the States, and it's definitely better than it was, but sometimes here in the States, you go to a restaurant and you look at their vegan option. It's like, ah, you're vegan? Here's a bowl of lettuce. It's like, thanks. Where there was like
Thanks.
effort. It was like they had actual like vegan cheese and like vegan, like they put effort into like, oh, you're vegan. Okay, I'll give you food. It was nice.
Yeah, that's good. Very nice.
Very, very fun. Celebration's always so much fun. I got to wear my Ahsoka costume for the first time, which was super cool. And yeah, good times.
Well, I think that is a podcast about
That
Star
is a
Wars
podcast.
news.
That is Star Wars Celebration news. We have four episodes of Mandalorian to catch up on, which we will soon at some point.
Sometime we will. We will. It'll happen. It just ended. No
You
need to
know, it was just
panic.
like, it was just rough timing for both of us, and the celebration happened, and now we're
Celebration
here.
happened. The ro like three, three fourths? No. 3/5 of the Rogue Rebels were in Vegas, party
Yes.
rocking, of course.
Party
Definitely what we
rocking.
were doing.
It
And yeah, just a lot happened. But
but
we'll get it. We'll
we will
get it
catch
soon.
up. There's some really fun episodes to talk about.
Yes.
I'm really excited to discuss. So, yes, well, thank you so much for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. You can go to the website starwarsgeekgirl.com. Twitter and Instagram are at SWGeekGirl, and the Facebook page is just Star Wars Geek Girl. I put the wrong plugs on there. I copy pasted from last week. Oh no. Hold
That's
on.
okay.
Let me
You're
fix.
good. For the Rogue Rebels, you have the roguerebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels, but sorry, podcasts wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, which I said out to Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, blah 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 blah. A lot of them. Facebook page, The Rogue Rebels. Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. I will say though, if you do go to listen to Rogue Rebels, my dad has neatly organized everything on Spotify. So if you're feeling like books or comics, he has a whole little section for that. If you're feeling animation stuff, we'll do that. And we may or may not be rewatching Rebels and podcasting about that because of Ahsoka coming up soon. So yeah, that'll be cool.
Yes. You can also listen to the podcast I recorded with Matt Martin at Celebration on the Holonet stage. It was really fun. Really recommend it. Matt's always fun to talk to. And I again recorded that podcast with Alden last week about Celebration as well. We talked a little bit about the news and stuff. I discussed the trailers we saw with someone who also saw them, which was fun. So yeah, you can find all that stuff. Thank you so much for listening again, Stars Ikra. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.